We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Chris Broussard is joining us right now. Chris, Joe Beningo, how are you?
I'm great, Joe. How you doing, man?
I'm good. And we switch over to the NBA. All right, let's start with the LeBron thing. And, you know, we pretty much knew, we heard all along he was going to go to the Lakers and all of that. But what's your overall thoughts on LeBron going to L.A.?
Well, I think when he said, I want to stay in championship mode, but equally important or pretty much just as important is family, then that's when I really start thinking, you know what, he's going there. I mean, obviously we had heard the rumors. I'd heard that made me think, man, he might go to the Lakers. But I still thought it was going to be about where he could win more championships. Once it became family, I narrowed it down to two teams, Lakers, Cavs, because he probably wants his kids in the same place for at least the next 5 years because his oldest son is entering eighth grade. So, you know, L.A. was where he could get the best of both worlds. A chance to win the championship or at least contend, and then obviously a good home life, and he's already got houses here. As far as the team, look, they're going to be really good. I think they're in that second batch this year of teams in the Western Conference. I think you have Golden State and Houston on the top, and then Oklahoma City, the Lakers, maybe Minnesota, New Orleans, Utah, all kind of batched together behind them, and they could finish third or sixth or whatever. This year, obviously these are all one-year deals they're doing with all these guys. So that's smart because they're saving their money for next year in free agency. If I were the Lakers, and I understand why they didn't want Boogie Cousins, because LeBron James likes what? Players with a high IQ. And Boogie have a high basketball IQ, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
He's
okay.
As talented as any big man in the league, but to me, he doesn't play winning basketball. However, if I were the Lakers, I would have taken a chance and given him a one-year deal. Now, maybe the injury would factor in, and that's a deterrent as well, because he may not even be back until February. But if I were the Lakers, I would have tried him for 1 year, see how he is in the locker room, see how he fits with LeBron James, because he is greatly talented, and if he can learn and change and mature a little bit, he could really be a find. But, yeah, I think some toughness, got some dogs, going to be good defensively, got some playmakers besides LeBron James. They need to add shooting in a big way. They were 29th last year in shooting in threes, and they haven't added any shooters yet. So that's their one thing they really need to add. But remember, this is all for next year, and then we'll see what they look like in the future.
All right, what about Kawhi Leonard now, though? I mean, I know he wants to go to the Lakers. I'm sure LeBron would love to have him there. Popovich obviously does not want to trade him to the Lakers. He probably doesn't want to trade him, period. But he says he's not going to re-sign with them at the end of next year when he's a free agent, this coming year when he's a free agent and all of that. What happens to Kawhi Leonard in your mind?
Everything I'm told, and this is from talking to people, a person close to Kawhi, he is L.A. or bust, not necessarily Lakers or bust.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to go to L.A. He's from greater L.A.
Okay.
And he's just as open to playing for the Clippers as he is for the Lakers. So the Spurs would much rather deal with the Clippers in a trade, but the Clippers just don't have the pieces, you know, to get him in a trade right now. But if he hits free agency, I'm not saying he wouldn't go to the Lakers, but I think the Clippers will be right there at the table, and they'll have a very good shot of getting him as well. As far as this year, if the Lakers buckle and give up, I mean, you know, the reports are Brandon Ingram, Kyle Kuzma, Josh Hart,
right,
two or three first-round
right,
picks. I mean,
right,
if they buckle and give him that, they'll probably do it. Otherwise, I think he ends up in Philly. You know, we know the relationship between Brett Brown and the Spurs. And I think Philly, if you're Philly, you want to get him in there as soon as possible and begin the recruiting process, just like Oklahoma City did with Paul George, because you never know. Look, basketball-wise, I can make a strong argument that Philadelphia is the best place for Kawhi Leonard. You're in the Eastern Conference. You got a great young pass-first point guard. You got a great big man. You could challenge Boston for the East for the next 7 years or so and get to many finals and maybe win some. And so, and you don't have to worry about winning all, making all-star teams and things like that. So he could do that, but let me say it this way. If he gets traded to Philadelphia, I think they have a solid, not a great, but I'd give him a solid chance of convincing him to stay.
What if they traded him to the Celtics? Because the Celtics also have a ton of assets they could give San Antonio as well. I mean, do you see that as a possibility at all?
Well, the Celtics have certainly put together the best package, but I don't think they will. I don't think they want to break up, you know, their core group as far as the stars to get Kawhi on what could be a rental. And look, they're looking at it like, look, we were really good last year. Now we're adding our two best players. So, look, if they could get him for a Marcus Smart, Marcus Morris, and Terry Rozier in a pick or something, yeah, they probably do that. But I don't see them breaking up any of their top players, Kyrie Irving, Gordon Hayward, or Jason Tatum. And I don't even think they want to give up Jaylen Brown for Kawhi just because it may be a rental. I personally would put together a package based around Gordon Hayward. I would give Hayward and maybe Rozier and a pick because here's the thing. They have – Hayward's on a max deal. Kyrie's on a max deal. Al Horford's on a max deal. That's three players. If Kyrie comes back, he's going to be on another max. And then you're going to have Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown coming up eventually, who at least Tatum looks like a max player and Brown looks close. So eventually they're not going to be able to keep this whole group together. That's why I'd be willing to sacrifice Hayward and, you know, in hopes of getting Kawhi, even though I'd max him out too if he stays. And if he leaves, at least financially, I'm in a position where I might be able to keep the younger kids when they're up.
Talking to Chris Bassard about the NBA, let's get to Kyrie here for a second because you know I'm a Knicks fan.
Yeah,
Kyrie has said that he wants to play for the Knicks, which I, you know, I can't believe that's true because who really does want to play for the Knicks? Nobody. But, I mean, he says that. He's from New Jersey. He's from West Orange, the whole deal, yada, yada.
Yeah.
He's a free agent at the end of next year. They're going to have a ton of cap space at the end of next year. Is that a possibility at all? I mean, can you really see Kyrie Irving coming to the Knicks?
I definitely think it's a possibility. Look, let's say this first. He is in a tremendous situation.
Right, right.
Most players wouldn't you know, there's no reason to leave, right? You got a great coach. You got a great front office. You got great young players. Teammates, you're the best player. You're going to be contending for championships for the foreseeable future. Like, it's a good city. Like, what else could you want? But Kyrie's a different guy. I mean, he left LeBron James after winning the championship. I wouldn't even put it past him. But if they won, if Boston won the title this upcoming season, I wouldn't put it past Kyrie to still go to the Knicks. And you'd be you know, I'm not saying he would definitely do that. But I'm just saying he's a different type of guy. You're right. He has said that he loves New York. They were on his list when he gave Cleveland the list to be traded from. You know, if he's already won a championship or maybe two, then he's really a made man and can go wherever he wants and say, I want to rebuild the Knicks. This was my favorite team growing up and so on and so forth. What has to happen, though, is the Knicks, this has to be a good season. I don't mean playoffs, anything like that. But you need to begin showing improvement and an improved culture under Fizdale in this new front office. Porzingis obviously has to come back and play well and show that he's the same old Kristaps. If they do that, then I think their chances of getting Kyrie improved. And maybe he tries to bring, you know, we've heard Jimmy Butler wants to play with him. We know the Knicks have plenty of time to clear enough cap room. They should be working on clearing cap room for two max guys so you can make it a sweeter offer for a guy like Kyrie or somebody else. But I think it's a good possibility, but I'm in no means am I writing off him staying with the Celtics.
All right, how about Cousins now going to the Warriors? I mean, I was very surprised. He took it, obviously – He took no money to go there for 1 year. I mean, they got so many guys now. Does it get to a point with the Warriors where there's only one basketball and, you know, maybe it starts to go the other way a little bit? I mean, look, I'm not that they're going to go be a 30-win team, but, I mean, a team that maybe can't win the championship, doesn't win the championship no matter how loaded they are? I mean, how about that?
I don't see – well, first of all, if it's a problem, we know he's got the attitude issues in the locker room and things like that. If it's a problem in any way, they can just cut him and still be the best team in basketball. So I think that was a great high-risk or high-reward, no-risk acquisition. Here, there are a few challenges they're going to have to overcome, as great as it looks on paper. Number one, Boogie is a ball stopper.
Right,
he gets the ball. He likes to survey what do I before he makes a decision. He's going to have to learn how to move that ball quickly, either shoot it quickly, pass it quickly, dribble quickly, something. Get it out of your hands. But he's going to have to learn how to do that. Defensively, he doesn't switch. So pick and rolls. The Warriors like to switch everything for the most part. He's going to cause some problems with that. Okay? And then is he going to be happy with his role? He is going there to reestablish his reputation so that he gets along with the players. He's not a problem. He wins the championship. Then he plays well. Then he can go somewhere next summer and get the max. But is he in that scenario, is he going to be happy some nights getting 4 or 5 shots a game, potentially coming off the bench, playing 15 minutes some nights? You know, it's not like they're going to throw Boogie in there and he's going to be getting 25 and 13.
Right,
you know,
he
might be 13-9, which would be really good if he plays his role. So those are the obstacles. Let me say this, though. Here's a positive in addition to his talent. I felt like the Warriors coming out of this championship needed to tweak something just for psychological reasons.
Mm.
You know, I mean, you saw it with Jordan. I mean, Jordan retired after his first three-peat. After being so good for so long, it gets boring. You need motivation. This year was a challenge. That's why Steve Kerr was letting players coach at times and call plays and, you know, things like that in the huddle. He was trying to mix it up and do things to keep the players interested. The acquisition of Boogie does that. Now, I didn't think they needed to mess with their core four, but I thought they needed to add, like, a bench player, somebody that brought something that would get them interested and motivated and keep them on their P's and Q's. And I think getting Boogie does that, because if you don't keep an eye on him, he could come in there and mess things up. And you just want to see, wow, can we do even more things with this great guy playing with us at center? So I think that his acquisition is going to be good for the Warriors, and I think it's probably just the little tweak that they needed to keep them motivated for a new season.
Chris Broussard with us of Fox Sports. Of course, he covers the NBA for Fox. Couple things that surprised me. You know, Paul George staying with the Thunder, Chris Paul staying with the Rockets. Were you surprised about that, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, Paul, look, he wanted 5 years max. I think I was told a few people around the league, they preferred 3 years max. They kind of compromised on 4. It's going to be ugly later in that contract, but, you know, maybe it gets them a championship in the time being. As far as George, I was surprised. Even as you heard the chatter about maybe he stays in OKC, I felt, you know what, he's not going to be able to turn down the Lakers. He's from there. And, look, that changes some of the things. We were talking about Philadelphia and Kawhi earlier. You know, if you can get a guy in early and you have a good culture and you're a pretty good team, maybe you can convince some of these guys to stay with you. But I like the decision by George in terms of everybody's looking for the perfect situation. I like seeing a guy that's saying, you know what, we're going to build something. I don't mind climbing the mountain rather than going to something that's already ready-made. So I like the decision on that point. I don't think they'll win. I don't think they'll win a championship. I think they'll be good. I think they'll be a deep playoff team. But I don't think they'll win a championship.
Chris, I appreciate it, man. Chris Broussard, Fox Sports NBA writer. I appreciate it, man. Good talking to you.
All right, Joe, anytime, man.
All right, you be well. Chris Broussard does a great job with the NBA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.